African mediators are expected today in the Chadian capital N'Djamena, from where tens of thousands of people have fled as rebels renewed their most forceful attempt yet to oust President Idriss Deby. The fighting in the capital has threatened to further destabilize an already violent swath of Africa that is home to hundreds of thousands of refugees and borders Sudan's war-ravaged Darfur region. This latest push for resolution of the conflict comes after the UN Security Council authorized France and other nations to help Chad's government. Spokesperson for the International Committee for the Red Cross, Anna Schaft, told us about the humanitarian operation amid tensions in the region.
Well, the situation is still very tense, obviously, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. I don't want to speculate on that. I don't have a clear idea either, and our teams are, of course, paying very much attention to any sign that could mean that fighting should resume. So it's very difficult for the teams to be able to assess security situation and to make sure that our staff is okay as well. The ICRC is especially worried about the civilians in the zones affected by fighting and about the wounded. Possibly some of the wounded have not even been able yet to reach medical structures. And that's a big worry we have. ICRC also calls on all the parties to the conflict to honor their obligation to distinguish between civilians and people participating directly in the hostilities. And they have to spare civilian population and civilian property.